This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden marked the Tulsa race massacre in an emotional graphic speech. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
This was not a riot. This was a massacre.
100 years later, an American president finally spoke to the horror of the Tulsa massacre that saw the thriving Greenwood District, also known as the Black Wall Street, destroyed.
The mob terrorized Greenwood, torches and guns, shooting at will.
On May 31st and June 1st, 1921, a white mob swarmed, looted, and burned Tulsa's Greenwood District. As many as 300 black Tulsans were killed. Afterwards, thousands of survivors were for a time forced into internment camps. In his remarks, Biden said the nation must come to grips with the following sin of denial.
For a long time, schools in Tulsa didn't even teach it, let alone schools elsewhere.
I'm Mike Gracia.
China's government says that it has its chief trade envoy talk with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, but it gave no indication of when negotiations on ending the tariff war might resume. The Commerce Ministry says that Vice President or Vice Premier Liu He and Yellen talked by video link and discussed the economic situation, the bilateral cooperation, as well as other issues of mutual concern. It did not give any details. President Joe Biden, who took office in January, has yet to say what approach that he will take to the conflict. This was launched by his predecessor, Donald Trump, who raised tariffs on Chinese imports over complaints about Beijing's industrial policy and trade surplus. Again, China's government says its chief trade envoy did talk with the U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. This is VOA.